What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
Dripping in gold? That's cool. Dripping in Velveeta's supremely creamy golden cheesiness? That's respect. Elevate your drip with Velveeta's range of outrageously delicious dips and dishes. Shells, cheese, melty blocks, and heat and eat queso that go all in on indulgence. Flex on your fam with a creamy, cheesy masterpiece and go all in on what you love with Velveeta. Respect the drip and satisfy your cravings. Bring home the drip with Velveeta.
Here we go again with another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today's episode is about a new product called Game Grip by a company called Wild Tech. Now, they're a very new company, and they only have the one product right now. But according to Brad Schwinn, that's who I'm interviewing today, there's a lot of ideas on the table for turning this company into something big. And most of the conversation today revolves around the birth of their first product. And like many of the hunting products that we talk about on, you know, on this podcast, they are born out of a want or a need for something that there is currently not a product for. And so on this episode, listen as Brad Schwinn talks about where this product came from. And so it is an adhesive strip that after you get done clean, like caping out your animal, if you're in the back country, maybe it gets a little dirt on the meat, maybe there's some hair on the meat, you put this adhesive on it, and then you pull it out and it's almost like when women get waxed, it's like that, right? It pulls the hair off of the meat. It's food safe adhesive. And Brad gets into all of that today. And so there's nothing crazy cool about this product, but it definitely fills a hole in the market for a way to keep your meat fresh and free of debris and hair and other things that could potentially taint it. So really fun, excellent episode today. A little bit more about what I got going on. Within this week alone, I have received trail cameras. I have received Rope-A-Dope kits from Code Blue Sense. That's a mock scrape kit. I've received a new platform from Tethered, their new carbon fiber platform. And so I got a lot of products in the mail, and I cannot wait to start messing around with them. As far as my bow is concerned, I have decided I'm not going to get a new bow this year. It's just too late in the season for that. I might get a new string put on, but I got to go investigate that yet. And so if I can just maybe put a new string on my old bow and keep shooting it, I feel very confident with it. Do some cam timing and get it re-sighted in, and we're going to be good to go, right? And so it's back to slinging arrows in the backyard. I have some shoulder issues that they haven't been giving me too many problems as of recently. And so I'm really looking forward to testing my limits here within the next handful of weeks and seeing if I still have any underlying issues with my shoulders that may prevent me from shooting a bow this year, but I don't think so. So, okay. But now we got to talk about the partners of this podcast. And so, like I said, Code Blue Sense, Rope-A-Dope kit. I'm going to be trying to put a mock scrape kit within shooting range of every one of my permanent stand locations. These guys offer a variety of real and synthetic deer urines and deer scents. They offer scent elimination products like body sprays, soaps, laundry detergents, and of course my favorite, the Rope-A-Dope mock scrape kit. So do me a favor, go to codebluesense.com and enter the discount code NFC20 for 20% off when you decide to purchase. So go take a look at that. Next on the list is the Feed Hub. If you run a spin cast feeder, you need to look into this product, right? Go to multimobile.com. That's where this product lives. And so you're thinking, why does something that has to do with feeders go on a Moultrie Mobile site that deals with cellular trail cameras? Well, here's why. Is because this device that can connect to any spin cast feeder will allow you to remotely control your spin cast feeder through the Moultrie Mobile app. You can set feeding times, you can monitor feed levels, you can run a declog cycle. So if for some reason you feel like if your feeder is clogged or jammed, you can run a cycle that will that will attempt to unclog it, and that tends to work. And so this, I can see this product being used for someone who doesn't live close to a farm that they can check on the regular. Maybe they live 3-4 hours away. Maybe they have a busy lifestyle like myself. Like right now, I have zero trail cameras out that are working. And so outside of that, this is a great, efficient way to monitor all of your feeders remotely. So go to multimobile.com and check out the Feed Hub. Last but not least, we have two brand new trail cameras from Tacticam, and they are the Pro 3.0 and the X 3.0. These two trail cameras, they will do whatever you need, right? And so they're cell cams. The cool thing about these new cameras is this. You do not need a specific cell plan. You don't need AT&T. You don't need Verizon or anything like that. These cameras will pick the strongest signal from whatever provider has the strongest signal, and then that will be the signal that they use. Whether it's AT&T, whether it is US Cellular, Verizon, T-Mobile, whatever it is, these guys have these cameras will pick the strongest signal. And ultimately, that's what we want, right? We want the camera to take pictures, and then we want it to send it to us. So that's the goal, right? So the best thing to do is go to tacticam.com/cameras, read up on the new cameras, and they have some older cameras that still function very well. So go check them out. And that's it for commercials today, guys. Let's get into today's episode where we talk about Game Grip with Brad Schwinn. Enjoy. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we are joined by Brad Schwinn of Wild Tech. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, good.
That's our company name.
We're off to a good start here. Now, last name, are you from the Schwinn Bicycle Empire?
I've been asked that a lot of times. Unfortunately, I always say I'm one end short of that, being part of that family. So no.
Okay. All right. Cool, man. Well, today we brought you on the podcast to talk a little bit about your company, and one product in, specifically. And, we're going to get into that here in a little bit, but let's learn a little bit about you. Where are you from? Is Wild Tech your full-time gig, or do you got another full-time job?
Yeah. So, I was born and raised in the western, part of Oregon. I'm out of Eugene, and, lived here, you know, kind of went off to school and did that kind of thing. Moved back to Eugene with my family. I actually work as a full-time physical therapist. Okay. So I have an outpatient clinic here in Eugene, and I'm married to my beautiful wife, Michelle, of 33 years. So, and then we have three boys who are Caleb, Kyle, and Lucas. So they're all in their mid to late 20s and all happily married here in the last few years too. So our family has definitely been expanding, and I say I finally got the daughters that I never had. So, so it's all good, but yeah, been living here, working here in Eugene for a long time. And then, I'm a co-business owner with my brother who lives over in the eastern side of Oregon. And we started the Wild Tech company together.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. So I always find it fascinating as far as who is starting these businesses. Okay. So like, Ozonics, right? Have you heard of Ozonics?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of the founders of that company, he came from the dental side of things, right? He's a dentist, and he worked with another guy to create Ozonics. And then you have guys who are into products, and some of these guys are like, CNC machinists. You have a couple guys who maybe are in construction of some sort or design of some sort, and they come up with a specific product. How did your career, I mean, did it have anything to do with starting this business?
I would say probably from being in the medical field and working in physical therapy, it really had absolutely nothing to do with this business, but it had all to do with that. I've been a lifelong hunter for 40 plus years, and my brother the same. My brother's he's the engineer, so he has an engineer degree. But it's really kind of our company was born out of, I'm sure we'll probably get into this more, but just was born out of some frustrations and some dilemmas that we've kind of encountered in the woods. We've hunted, the Western United States, primarily Oregon, but, you know, we've hunted off in Idaho and Utah and some different states and I think you're probably the same. You kind of run into things out in the woods that, man, you wish there was something that could maybe address that particular problem or issue or,
right.
And so it was kind of through that led us to kind of where we're at today, with our current product Game Grip. But yeah, I would really say, honestly, the medical field doesn't really have anything to do with how we designed this particular product, but right. My brother's engineering mind definitely helped.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So
my day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
This is another interesting point in anybody's career or creation of a company. When you do hit a frustration or you have an idea pop in your head and you're just like, wait a second. Maybe there's a need for this. So what did that moment look like for you guys when that frustration either hit a boiling point or you saw a problem? And like, was it kind of a light switch moment, or was it more drawn out than that?
Well, I guess I would have to back up. So it was really in the, we established our company late in 2022. Okay. So it was in the fall of 2022, my brother and I and our two oldest sons, Caleb and Ryan, we all were fortunate to draw a really nice elk tag in the eastern side of Idaho. And it was like a 10-day hunt, pretty grueling hunt, you know, a lot of terrain, various things. And we were kind of fortunate to get a couple nice bulls on the ground during that hunt. And, you know, It was actually on a kind of a walk out back to camp one night. My brother and I were just kind of talking about some of the stuff we had experienced and just some of the challenges on that hunt. Not just with meat care and game care, which we're kind of talking about today, but just some other things. And we really just started hashing out some stuff on a long slog out of the mountains, and kind of came up with some ideas of things we might want to start working on. And yeah. So, honestly, we have a couple other projects that we're working on in the hopper right now, but they just were taking a little bit more time as far as design and things of that nature. But I guess as part of that hunt, you know, both of the bulls that we shot kind of fell down in some kind of deep, gnarly terrain. It was kind of hard to field dress these things. And as a result, we ended up getting some hair and some dirt and just kind of some debris on the game quarters. I'm sure you're probably familiar with that struggle, right?
Yep.
And, you know, when we get back to camp, you know, we were there kind of picking hair and dirt and different things, trying to wipe it down as best we could and get it cleaned up for our butcher. There was a butcher close by that we were going to take the game meat to. And that was a little bit of a light bulb moment. For us on, you know, is there a better way to get this game meat clean? And I guess I fast forward real quick to later that year. My son Caleb had gone on a deer hunt with his buddies, and they were kind of talking about the same issue. And I was like, well, how'd you guys address it? And he said, well, we actually used a lint roller, believe it or not. And I was like, what? You're using a lint roller on the meat? And he was like, yeah. And so, you know, it didn't really work too well, but, you know, it kind of helped. And so that was a little bit of a start, honestly, of, you know, there's got to be a food safe, effective, fast, efficient way to pull off anything that we get on our game meat, you know,
right?
We don't want masking tape residue or whatever on our meat, right? And so that was kind of the start of it. And I kind of started going down, my brother and I started going down the road of investigating different food safe adhesive options from a lot of different companies, and we finally found one that really kind of met all of our criteria. So I would say really just all in all, our company, Wildtech, our mission statement reads, you know, providing innovative solutions to backcountry dilemmas. That's really what we're after. We're not just solely going to be producing Game Grip as our one and only product, but we're really looking for developing innovative products that really aren't out there yet.
Gotcha.
And so we have a couple, like I say, a couple of different ideas in the hopper as well that we're working on.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's always interesting. I got this idea. I want to take that first step, but a lot of people may have great ideas, but they don't necessarily know how to bring it to market per se. What was that journey like for you guys bringing this product to market?
Once we found the right engineered material, it was of course sourcing a company that could produce really the game strips for us, and you know, kind of going through the packaging. My brother and I were really committed to wanting to produce our product in the USA. So we vetted several different companies around the United States, and so it was a little bit of process that way, I guess, to to work through you know, what their capabilities were and things of that nature. Like I said, we were definitely not pros by any means on this. So we've learned and made some mistakes along the way, but we really are, once we established like, hey, this is really working. And we did lots of field tests, lots of trials, and our current material just met every criteria we were looking for. It's like, can we get this to the market by fall of hunting season last year? So we really kind of put everything on fast forward. And again, we found the right manufacturer, right packaging company. And we were fortunate enough to get our first pallet shipped and received by literally August of 2023. And then we were off to the races. So
how many months was it from the time that you had the idea, started researching it, until you got the first pallet of the product shipped to your house?
It would have been honestly right at about a year.
Okay.
Because we started talking about this in fall of 22, and we just literally met the deadline before the start of hunting season of last year in 23.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at something like that and I go, wow, that's a quick turnaround to get a company to go from idea to implementing it. How many versions of this through research and development, how many versions of this product were there until you settled on the last one?
We tested and trialed about six different versions of it. And we had I was working with multiple different manufacturers with different types of food safe adhesive type materials, because everything have to be FDA approved, right, to be able to directly touch what you're going to consume.
Right.
So that, and then some of our other criteria is we wanted our adhesive to work both in dry conditions and when the conditions are moist or wet, because you know, you're going to hit some blood and you're going to hit some, you know, just whatnot on an animal carcass, and you still want the product to be effective. So that started ruling some of our test trials in and out. Like, it would work great on really dry meat, but you got onto a wet surface and the product would lose its tackiness.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we wanted something really lightweight, because we want it to be a product people could take into their backpacks, take into the backcountry, or just use, you know, at their kitchen table at home as they're processing their game meat, and kind of picking up those stray little bits of whatever, you know, dirt or hair that they missed. And then the last thing is just had to be obviously extremely tacky. And some did not have the quality that we were looking for. So, what we finally were able to engineer with working with the manufacturer that we currently use, just really kind of hit all those. It was amazing when we were doing our test trials and we finally landed on our current product. It just kind of ripped stuff off of the meat essentially. And we sprayed it down with, you know, you spray it down with a water bottle and it still remains tacky. That's one of the the defining characteristics of this adhesive that we use is it's considered a pressure sensitive adhesive that actually dispels water from the product.
Okay.
So it works when you hit that blood or maybe it's sprinkling outside while you're skinning your animal.
Right. Okay. So I look at something like this and, before I moved into the house, I had to have something called garbage stickers on my trash. So I had to pull a sticker off and wrap it around my trash bag. And that means I paid for my trash to be taken away. So right. Essentially it's a sticker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess walk us through like what this product actually is. I mean, is it a sticker of sorts? Or like how does it actually work, especially if it's wet?
Yeah. Well, this is the packaging. So this is what it looks like.
And so for those of you guys who are listening to this right now, he's going to show me on the YouTube some of the packaging that is involved in this. And so then from here on out, we're going to be as descriptive as possible talking about the product.
Right. So it comes with 10 strips to a pack. And this is what, for those that can see it, one strip looks like. So we put two half inch dry edges on either side. And then it just has a paper backing that you can remove. And that exposes the adhesive to it. And then you would just essentially press that. And you can't even hardly pull this off the table, but you're pressing that to your game quarters, game meat, repetitively, either until the whole entire strip has been filled up with dirt or hair or whatever you're going after, or it loses its tackiness.
Okay.
Which typically doesn't happen. It remains sticky really until that whole entire strip is full. Kind of our test trials is, generally speaking, it of course conditions make a difference as far as how clean or dirty a quarter is. And like I said, our experience when we were quartering out an elk in some pretty rough country. But what we found is it's taken about 3 to 4 strips to really fully process a deer in most cases. And then I would say on average, it's more like 6 to 8 strips for an elk.
Gotcha. Okay. So obviously people don't want any foreign chemicals on any of the meat that they're going to consume.
Right.
What makes this product what's the question I'm looking for? What makes this product food safe?
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway, wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Yeah, so the adhesive, it's a FDA-approved adhesive for direct food contact, and it's like a rubber-based adhesive compound that is, like I said, it's pressure-sensitive. So the longer, if you do have an area of your game quarter that it's hard to remove debris, the longer you press and hold the adhesive against the meat, actually the more adhered it becomes to the meat. But yeah, I mean, that's what makes it food safe.
Okay. Gotcha. So
there's just, FDA rules and regulations and testing that has to go through for that adhesive to be able to be safe to be applied to to food. I guess you could think of it, you know, much like just any, and this is what the manufacturer we work with described to us is, you know, just if you go into the grocery store, just any even label that you see, say like on an apple or a piece of fruit, you know, you see those little things you have to pull off.
Absolutely.
That has to be FDA approved adhesive because it's on something that you could potentially bite into. Right.
Okay.
And of course we still like to wash things down or whatever, but yes, this meets all the legalities of direct food contact.
Okay. All right. Now that kind of puts it in perspective, because my dumbass throughout the years will eat an apple without pulling the sticker off of it, and I'll eat it. And I'll be like, yeah, I just ate a sticker. Right.
But yeah.
All the research, you know, like people say that sticker is consumable. Nothing bad will happen to you if you eat that sticker, because mm-hmm. it's food safe or whatever,
yeah.
whatever the
essentially.
Case may be. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't subscribe to eating the game grip strips, but yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. But here's the thing about this is I love this idea, and mm-hmm. I love this idea because number one, it's simple, but it is a problem that every hunter has. Like, it's a problem for every hunter who has to gut deer, who has to, mm-hmm. Who processes their own meat, who has to quarter an animal to get it out of the backcountry. This is a problem that addresses every single person that handles it. Unless you're the guy who, like, sometimes if I don't feel like cleaning a deer, I'll take the whole deer to, I'll gut it. I'll take the whole deer to the processor. They'll do the cape out. Then they'll quarter mm-hmm. it from there. But for the most part, I'm doing that at home. Right. And so, it's like, in a way it's like, it's a very simple product, but it's just, it clicked in somebody's head that said, hey, listen, this is an idea. It's a very good idea. And it has a huge application for outdoorsmen as well.
Yeah. You know, and again, just back to kind of our hunting experience, it's just been kind of one of those nagging things that we've dealt with that. Mm-hmm. And I like to say, you know, I've talked to a lot of people at, you know, we've gone to some trade shows and I've met a lot of hunters from across the country. And, you know, and I think we all have our own methods, right? Of how we try to get our meat as clean as possible. Because really, honestly, anything that is left on there is going to affect the taste of that to some degree, or could potentially contaminate it in cases of dirt and things like that. That can
absolutely
breed bacteria. So, you know, it's always been a challenge. And, you know, and I was talking to an owner of a meat processing, a wild game processing, shop up in, northern part of the state at one of the sportsman show that we went to. And he came up to me and he was just doing backflips. He goes, you can't believe what kind of condition people bring their game meat into me from, from the backcountry. And he on the spot, he bought 50 packs. He goes, I'm going to buy these things. I'm putting on the front shelf of my shop. And he goes, these things are going to sell like hotcakes. And he said, and if somebody brings something in that isn't up to standard, what I want, he goes, I'm going to sell them your product and tell them to go out in the driveway and, you know, clean that thing up before they bring it into me. You know, so that was just like, I hadn't really thought of it from that perspective. I thought it more from the hunter's perspective of, you know, but, that was a really cool conversation, and to kind of see it from his side of like, what do you really run into? What, you know, and then I guess the other thing is just, you know, just having a lightweight, convenient way to be able to fully process your animal, out in the woods, or once you get back to camp. So our package all in weighs 2.8 ounces. So it's super lightweight. So we hope it becomes a good pair with people's game bag purchases and things like that, that they can just throw in their kill kit and take with them out in the woods.
Yeah. Excellent idea, man. I think this product is is awesome. Man, it's just straight up. I think it's cool. Okay, so you got the game grip. We've just talked about that. Now, as far as Wild Tech is concerned, game grip is your only product thus far. What other stuff are you able to divulge about what else is coming down the pipe?
Without probably getting into specifics, we are definitely looking at expanding our game grip line, number one. I have received some feedback from hunters that would like to see this in like a roller format, much like a lint roller. And, you know, why wouldn't we? If you don't have to make it a packable product, and trying to keep the weight as low as possible, which again, that's kind of was our purpose with this packaging design, is if you're processing a lot, say in the, you know, if you're able to take your deer back and hang it up in your garage and again, processing just in the kitchen, something like that, to expand our lineup. And then just other, I guess, kill kit type accessories. We are looking into some other options there. And then there's a few other ideas that we have that, are, I guess, related to more backcountry hunters of just some things that, that we've run into. I guess I can't really, unfortunately, get into too much, many specifics because we're right in the middle of working on some designs there. Yeah. But yes, as far as Wild Tech goes, we do want to expand the more the field dressing part of our lineup. And then we have a couple other products that are completely unrelated to meat care. That's just hopefully going to solve a problem of some issues we all run into.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and talk a little bit about your company and the Game Grip product. I think it's ingenious, to be honest with you. I think it's a really cool product, and I wish you guys a lot of success, and hopefully it takes off, and people who listen to this and start talking about it, and obviously it's going to be a very hunting season-driven product, but when the hunting season comes, hopefully people are knocking down your website, man.
Well, we appreciate you having me on, and I really thanks for your time.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.